Welcome, everybody, to the Galaxy at Large, episode 4. I'm your host, Maddie Reed, and I'm here with your co-host, Seer of Visions and debunker extraordinaire, James Delano.
How's it going, everybody?
So this is an exciting episode for a couple of reasons. First and foremost, we're going to be going, we're recording this the day after Easter, Monday, the 22nd, and we will be at Fenway Park this Thursday, the 25th, for Star Wars Day, which is going to be a lot of fun. You know, there's going to be like character meet and greets, things like that, you know, like obviously just little picture things and stuff like that. It's not anything huge, but they also give away like a little cool bobble item. Really can't call it a bobble head because there's no head. It's actually the Millennium Falcon kind of like floating over Fenway Park. And it's really cool. They do it every year. They've had like a Death Star ball and all sorts of fun stuff I've missed out on.
We've been a few times, but we haven't ever gotten any of the cool little prizes.
Right, yeah. Did we get a ring one time, though, I think?
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe that was just one of the... Oh, no, that was just like a World Series, like whatever. Yeah, but anyway. We've got that to look forward to. And what I'm going to do is probably throw a little video on the front end of this when we put it up on YouTube. Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to see it at anchor.fm. You know, when you're listening, obviously you can't see what you're listening to. We'll work things like that out in the future where we can probably have like an audio feed or something like that, where you can kind of join in on the fun a little bit. But today also another exciting thing is we're also on the tail end of Celebration. We've got a lot to discuss to get a little more in depth into, because we're all about speculation here and just kind of throwing out ideas and discussing them and whatnot. So we're going to look a little more in depth into a couple of, specifically the title, The Rise of Skywalker, episode 9, and bits and pieces of the trailer and things that we might have heard or good ideas that were raised by the general public we might have run into. So,
yeah. I think we finished off the last podcast with talking about the name and personally, I know there's a probably limitless amount of possibilities that they could go with, but
right.
I had said then is, I mean, the three that seem to make the most sense to me are Kylo's redemption,
No, honestly, Kylo's redemption is a kind of an interesting theory. I haven't really quite thought about that very much because I just kind of assume that he dipped down to the dark side. Somehow it might be either a conflict between him and what he sees as a threat to his future with Palpatine or something like that. You know, like a thousand things have kind of flooded my mind, but I haven't really touched on that. So
yeah, I think that's the least likely of the three. I mean, I think the second one, I also don't really think this one's very likely is at this point anymore, is that
right.
Rey actually ends up being a Skywalker.
Huh, and, interesting.
And her,
yeah.
And her rise would be the rise of Skywalker. Still not really sold on that one, but seems,
you know, one thing that is kind of interesting to me is, I believe somebody brought up, it might've been Dash Star, just to kind of give him props for this. I think it was because his Australian accent is ringing in my ears. But he kind of pointed out that when we see that, you know, the blue screen, like kind of the shot that we saw of like a ship landing on, a certain planet or something that, obviously I hope that they kind of go into raise the lineage a bit more. I don't know if she's going to be a Skywalker, like you said. But I'm hoping that maybe, you know, like he kind of pointed out that it looks like, maybe the taillights, quote unquote, or the engines of the same ship that dropped Rey off on Jakku.
Yeah, it does look similar. I did read that somewhere.
Just to kind of throw that out there. But again, it seems highly unlikely that she is going to be a Skywalker in the bloodline sense.
No, I think I definitely think we will get more on Rey's lineage and more on her history. And I mean, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but I don't think that there's any chance that she's just a nobody. That was just kind of written
Right.
in the story on purpose. So I think that
Again,
they,
most likely kind of like a chosen one type of deal,
yeah,
being
yeah.
that she quickly became so powerful. It would also kind of dispel the rumors that she's some kind of a Mary Sue that's just overpowerful and written in just to give us like a thrill when we see her do things we don't necessarily expect, you know.
Yeah, I think that they're just going to bring, I mean, they're bringing out more force, like type powers and stuff like that. We're actually being able to see things like connecting the mind, and Luke sending himself from Octu to
Right. I
create,
mean,
to,
you
yeah,
know,
I mean.
some we know that some time has passed. Both J.J. Abrams and I think Daisy Ridley was the other one who might have kind of let, you know, not let that slip, but let us know that it's not, you know, some time has passed with our heroes, and there, you know, Luke also says, you know, we passed on all we know, you know,
Right.
so she might have learned a couple of tricks on the way. And
Yeah, I think it. I want to say, and don't quote me on it, but I want to say I saw that it was about a year. So it's not a long time in between, but it's
enough time for them to
yeah,
get a
which is
grasp
plenty
of
of
what's
time
going
for
on.
them to. I mean, if you're hanging out with Luke and Yoda and Obi-Wan and stuff, you're gonna gain a lot of knowledge in a year. So I'm sure she's gained a lot, if it's that short of
Right.
time.
And, you know, it seems, you know, a lot of people would be like, oh, well, come on. I mean, there's never been that much communication between Force ghosts in the past and blah, blah, blah. But, you know, situation's really dire right now. We have a handful of people escaping on the Millennium Falcon,
Right. And I mean,
which.
there really hasn't been a time that we're aware of now, other than now, that there has been
A
Force
handful.
ghosts around. I mean,
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yep.
to be able to do it, I mean, to the best of our knowledge, as far as canon and stuff goes, like Qui-Gon's, you know, the first one that
Right.
learned that power
You know, the
and was able to
understanding
pass it
is
on.
out there, and why not use that pathway to kind of communicate? And again, we might see that a little in a sense with Sidious, who knows? But you know, why not use that link, you know, between the past and the present to kind of continue the teachings that benefit people the most with hindsight?
Right, and I think that that's going to be a big key to the Rise of Skywalker altogether. Is just going to be they're going to make every effort to tie in as much stuff and tie up as much stuff as they can, because they've stressed that this is the end of the Skywalker saga, so
Right, and
they
stress
don't.
that it's all 9 episodes. And again, when
Right.
you kind of combat the whole idea of Palpatine being the big bad or whatever in the series, and that he might just be like this kind of like quick appearance, you're tying together 9 episodes where 6 of them heavily were influenced by the Emperor and Palpatine himself. So you cannot not have him in this movie in some way, shape, or form.
No, I mean, ultimately, I think it just goes back to the everything has been in all 9 of these movies has been either orchestrated by or has had some involvement from Palpatine. I mean,
Right, right.
it's just as much a saga about him as it is about anybody else.
Right, you know, Kenobi or Luke or Kylo
Right,
or Rey or
right.
whatever. So before we get into all that though, because we could just that's going to take up a good portion of this podcast. Why don't we just talk about the rise or you know of Skywalker itself? And do you still given like the little bit of time since we've done the last podcast and this podcast, do you still believe that it's going to be sort of a title for some new kind of Jedi?
Yeah, that's my I'm going with, and
Or
it's
force
actually
user, I should
it's
say.
out there. Yeah, it's out there in a lot of I've seen a lot of articles about it since then, but yeah, I think it's going to be starting from Qui-Gon, because we were talking about him with the Force Ghost. I mean, his he had a little bit of a different way of looking at things than others did, and that's where he started the Force Ghost thing. But it also was the balance, like, and that's been the, they've been stressing the balance thing all along. So, taking the quote from Luke from The Last Jedi, where the Jedi must end, he's heading down the right path, but he's just committing. It's too definite. Like, the Jedi have to end, the Sith have to end,
Right.
and they shouldn't be in these strict orders anymore. But there will be a group of Force users that,
Yeah, no more
whether it's
dogma, but you're still leaning towards the light, but you're not afraid of the dark,
and even if they're not bound together, or it's not a group, organized group, or anything like that, that I feel like they will be known as the Skywalkers in the future, or a
So you think just
Skywalker,
any
somebody.
Force
So
user?
somebody. Well, no, I think more than likely, I think it'll start out as a she'll have an Rey will have an academy or have some sort of something, and she'll be
Yeah,
training
somewhat organized group of,
something along those lines, but to start. But I think it's going to be similar to the way that the Sith and the Jedi built
There's always
their
schisms,
things, but it's just going to be more in the middle. It's going to be more balance and a gray thing. So it won't be a Jedi, won't be a Sith, but I think that's what I keep going back to. And a couple of reasons for it actually is, first of all, the Rise of Skywalker, an interesting title for the ninth movie in a series. I
The
mean,
closing
so I mean,
movie,
yeah, the closing movie of a 9-part series that's been about a Skywalker all the way through. So it's got to have something to do
If you're ending the
with the
Skywalker
future.
series and you're continuing the Skywalker name, then there's a reason for that,
Right. And the other one was that, like, I know George Lucas started with the first two trilogies, similarities in the titles, between the first movie in each trilogy, the second movie in the trilogy, and I can't remember all the details, but I do remember that the third movie in each trilogy was a three titled word ending with the either Sith or Jedi, like that kind of thing, where it
Oh,
went in
okay.
that kind of order.
Wretch of the Sith, Return of
And
the
then
Jedi,
right,
now
and then
Rise of the
Rise of
Skywalker.
Skywalker.
Yeah, or
So
Rise of Skywalker,
I mean, Rise of Skywalker. So that would also fit in that kind of setup. Like, again, I can't remember all of them. I'm sure if people
No,
go
but
on,
still, you got the point across. Good nod to
Google it,
George,
or go on
too.
YouTube or whatever. It was a thing where he, whether it's syllables or the type of word or whatever in the same spot, that there is
Or
some
just the
sort of
idea,
pattern to the titles of the original, of the first six. So, and I feel like, and I think that, the Force Awakens and The Last Jedi also fall in with the pattern. So why wouldn't the last movie? So that's the real thing that's making me really lean towards that as being the what
And
I feel like
also,
is going to be the thing.
it makes a lot of sense because, it also it's always going to be a nod to the previous part of what Disney, is, acquired with Luke's film, but also like allows us to kind of go off into the future and, here we are. We've got Skywalkers running around
Right.
and yeah,
Yeah, I mean, if you think that they're past, I mean, they're ending this Skywalker saga, and then they're more than likely going to be exploring more in the past, more things prior to what they've done now, or completely different areas. So if they decide to go back to this time frame, or 20 years from this time frame, from Episode 9, they can come back and they'll have that familiar name of Skywalker. Whether it's not going to be Luke Skywalker, but it's just going to be people that might be casual fans will recognize the Skywalker name and tie it into Star Wars and that kind of thing. So
And
I think it gives them that also.
I truly believe that they're really gonna like they're gonna stick mostly, in comics, books, things like that, like little one-offs, to kind of fill in the gaps between, the previous, six books or I mean six movies, and things like that, like, and the, stuff that we had previously, and then they'll kind of with the movies go forward and do, of course, the little standalones. I think they'll eventually kind of pick up again with that. After they gain a little bit more momentum with Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah, I think they'll probably go back to it eventually. I think that the Disney Plus thing is a huge avenue for them too, where they can stick to, if they've got the the two trilogies that they have currently planned, and they're gonna make trilogy movies or something along those lines, be in theaters, and they can always make a straight to Disney Plus movie or mini series, like a six,
It would
like a
make
three
sense to
part,
keep capitalizing on it in any way you
yeah, I
can.
mean, like a three part, you could have a three part mini series where you've got like 3 2-hour episodes, and you could really get in depth and explore
Good
characters a
point,
little
yeah.
closer than you could in a movie, but you can take that time to kind of flesh out the characters a little bit better in like a mini series kind of thing. So I think that that's might be the direction that they go in, I think, just because it's not costing them anything. They're saving money on the production, and if they can get a ton of people to sign up for
Right,
the
not
Disney
paying
Plus
for
service
any,
every
yeah.
month, then I mean, I don't pay $6.99 a month if you average it up for the whole year to go to movies. I'll go to the Star Wars movie, a Marvel movie, like that kind of thing, a couple times. I don't go
But when
every
we get
week,
home from work and we're ready to crash out and watch something, like that's
but
when
I'll
we're
pay
gonna,
$6.99 a month for Disney Plus, so they'll get more money out of me in a year than they would have if they didn't have it. So I think they'll make their money either way. But
Yeah, well, a good kind of, CBS Plus has their whole little, thing. Right now, WWE Network is a huge example of how successful a network can be. It's yeah, I mean, that's a given. Absolutely.
I think that's going to be, but we'll see. There'll definitely still be movies. I mean, they're not gonna go away from that. I mean,
No, I mean, I love
they
the
make their
event
money.
too. I don't care how bad the movie is. Getting there is always like it's so much fun. Like the crawls and it's a blast,
I think it'll give them the opportunity to take, I think they'll be more willing to take chances on the plus thing also, because you can have a not so much a similar budget as a like a theater, like theatrical release kind of thing, but you can have an okay budget but not have to pay for distribution, not have to pay for any of that other stuff. And
Oh, I don't think they're
like
hurting
and
for money at all as
yeah
far as
no but I
production
mean
goes.
but you don't have to worry about any of that kind of stuff. Like, to it's just cheaper for them to put it to direct
True.
to Disney Plus. You don't have to worry about going to theater, so they may
Saving a ton of money on the back end.
yeah they may be able maybe more willing to allow people to kind of go in directions that maybe they wouldn't
Yeah,
have
be more
allowed them to
creative.
before. Yeah, a little bit.
It worked out with Netflix. I mean, they have certain programs that they put out and they've done an entire season and they're not really too interested in how much they spent on it or whatever. It's the amount of views whether it picks up. It's like waiting for like a cult film to kind of hit like the right audience and it's going to pay off in the end, like they
Yeah,
follow
absolutely.
through with things. It's fantastic. It's a new era for people who are more creative to kind of come out and do their thing. So, I think that kind of covers that whole thing.
Yeah, so that's where I mean, as far as the title goes, that's where I feel personally my opinion is, it's going to be what the Force users or whatever you want to call going forward. It's going to replace the title of Jedi or Sith, and that they'll be known as Skywalker.
I agree, and I welcome them to kind of throw me any curveball they want to throw me when it comes to that. But I agree.
I said there's more. Like, I'm sure that there are many more options even than the three that we just kind of touched on. But I mean, I think just using the name on its own, I think that those are the three that kind of make the most sense, because what else? Rise of Skywalker.
How could that possibly be a title for a movie that, and makes sense in any way?
So we'll see.
All right. And then big Papa Palpatine. Let's talk about him.
So I'm even, obviously, now that it's been kind of confirmed that he's going to play a role in the movie.
So wait, there's like a rumor going around right now, and I did my best to kind of come out with like to come up with something that where I legitimately heard from someone's mouth that Palpatine was going to be back in the flesh. Like people have said, oh, it's confirmed, it's confirmed. I've heard it on many videos. I'm not going to call anyone out because again, I'm not sure. Have you seen any solid
No,
evidence of this?
I actually just did the same thing before
And you couldn't
they
find it
came out, and
either.
I couldn't find anything
All right.
officially from
We won't go
either
with
of them
that.
directly. So
Okay.
I'm not 100% sure, but I still think
We
I
can
don't think that
speculate,
they yeah I don't think
but
that
we
they
don't
would
want to
have
go with that.
brought
Yeah.
they wouldn't have brought Ian McDermott out
No.
after the first the trailer played the first time and had him actually come out and make an appearance if
And I.
it wasn't going to be a larger role than just like
Right,
a
and
quick little cameo kind of thing.
I did see a video, and if I can find it, and I'm gonna make a note of this because I edit these myself, that I'm going to find that video and I'll put a link to it in the description, as one of our two reference points for anything kind of controversial. But either way, it's J.J. Abrams standing up talking, with like a backdrop. It's almost like kind of a red carpet or a questionnaire type thing. Must have been Celebration, but either way, he does confirm working with Ian McDermott was like fantastic, so he's definitely A in it, and B, it seems he kind of alluded to the fact, in my opinion, that they work together a little bit more intimately than just a couple of voiceovers or something like that.
Yeah, I get the impression that he's gonna. I mean, I'm not. He might not have as much screen time as Rey or like that kind of. I mean, but
Right,
he,
right.
but I think that he's going to play a large role throughout the entire movie,
And you had
and
to. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
yeah, no, I was gonna say. I mean, I wouldn't say it's going to be something along the lines of Luke in The Force Awakens, where he's like the
No, no, no.
last second. But I mean, it might not be a ton that he's in there. But I think that he's going to be there, like in the flesh. And I mean, there's a chance that it could be a flashback, or it could be, I mean, something along those lines. I mean,
Well,
that's
they do
yeah, you're
use
just
the
not
key
sure.
term. They do use the key term, like the greatest evil, that and
Right.
is our group ready to face that? And the greatest evil in the galaxy, canonically, you cannot deny would be Palpatine, I
Oh
think.
yeah.
I don't know, or maybe it's the dark side in general. Not really sure. But you had an interesting theory, that perhaps Snoke is Palpatine's apprentice, and he's not quite the,
Yeah,
main. Yeah.
so it was I watched The Last Jedi again a couple of days ago, and looking at it kind of a little bit differently than I had in the past. I think it was the first time, because I haven't watched it a
Probably
lot.
in. Yeah,
Yeah, it's
right.
been a while. So I think it's the first time I watched it since I had come up with the thought that Palpatine was going to reappear in episode 9. So after having that kind of thought process and watching it thinking that way, I saw there were some of the scenes that I saw differently than I did the first couple of times I had seen it, and
Right.
I'm definitely leaning towards the fact that, similar to what we had spoke about before, Palpatine and Snoke have been in contact for a while, and
Right.
they through the Force, from he was Snoke was in the Unknown Regions, and the contingency that Palpatine set up. I mean, this whole situation was orchestrated. I mean, he sent his top key people into the unknown regions.
That the survivors of
Yeah,
his contingency, yeah.
just the survivors of the contingency, and I'm sure they had blueprints and information and all that kind of stuff for ships, which is why they're all TIE fighters. And I mean, it's all everything that the First Order has is what the Empire had, but just a little bit better kind of thing. So they've just
Right.
made
They had a they had
they
funding out there,
yeah so they
certainly.
just made they just stocked up an army of stuff waiting for the situation to happen. So Snoke and Palpatine were kind of in on it from the beginning, knowing that when Palpatine was killed, the contingency would start, and then
Should Palpatine be killed?
right.
Yeah.
The contingency would start, and then that was going to be their Snoke and the First Order's
Right.
signal
With the
to
idea
start.
that it kind of, I'm sorry, not to,
Yeah,
we'll just
no
kind
question.
of keep that like in mind, but with the idea also, which again keeps coming up, like Darkness rises, light to meet it.
Right.
Eventually, there is going to be a threat to our entire endeavor here. And should this happen, we need to be prepared because that's one thing no Sith has done before, and no dark, like has really looked that far forward. All right, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's that's fine. So I think that the ending part of the contingency basically was that the first or once they got word, the First Order and Snoke got word that they were going to start making their way in out of the unknown regions into known space and somehow begin to make themselves known. I mean, Snoke is mentioned. I mean, Luke and Leia knew Snoke before Luke went to Octu in one way, shape, or form because they mentioned that they should blame Snoke for turning Ben instead of Luke. But so he had been around somehow prior to that.
Yeah, his presence was known probably immediately, almost after, like Palpatine disappeared. There was probably still kind of a bit of a veil that kind of hung over things. We might find out in the
Right.
future, but
Yeah, I feel like that's what they'll work on filling in, like
either
they've done
way.
it in between the first two trilogies, the prequel and the original. They most of the comics and the books and that kind of stuff
Right.
have really focused, the movies and stuff has focused on in between those two trilogies. Once the Rise of Skywalker comes out, I feel like with all those little things, they're going to focus on the gap in between
I think so too.
the these two trilogies, like the original and the sequel. So we'll understand. I mean, we have The Mandalorian coming out that's supposed to be 5 years after Return of the Jedi. So I'm sure if there's any even beginnings rumblings of a First Order or anything like that 5 years after, then we'd maybe
Yeah,
behind the scenes hear about it, like kind of
even a
thing. Just
small
like
hint of like,
right,
oh, there's something
yeah,
gathering
they
out.
do that kind of stuff. So I mean, we may find out in something along those lines, but eventually we'll definitely find out when all that we'll get all that information. But
At this
yeah.
point, it's kind of, it's not something we really have to focus too much on. It's sort of
No.
like one of those things that I just can't wait to hear the story of, but we
Right.
know what we have right now, so
Right.
yeah.
Yeah. I feel that Palpatine and Snoke were in contact. Snoke knew about the contingency and knew that when if something happened to Palpatine, he was going to come and he was going to take over as the supreme leader.
I believe that now as well myself. I can't in some way. Yes,
I think that was part of the plan. Now, the next part, I think maybe we'll find out more in this one, but so the scene where obviously Kylo kills Snoke and that kind of ends Snoke's short run, that everybody was kind of surprised that it ended so quickly. But he did exactly what he was supposed to do in Palpatine's plan. This is why I feel like they had been working together, and this was the plan all along.
Do you think Snoke knew he was going to get killed? Am I getting a little
No.
too far ahead?
No, no, no. I think that's kind of what this plays into. Based on what we've seen from Palpatine in the past, he has another apprentice in the works already. So I feel that he got them to this point where Kylo is going to kill Snoke. Snoke not knowing that he was going to be killed was kind of part of the plan, because he set up, he was instructing Snoke.
So wait, you think Snoke as the apprentice, now Palpatine is still around and has another idea of an apprentice that he wants?
Yes,
Or
I think that he's got like a contingency plan beyond
behind the
Snoke.
contingency. Oh wow,
Whether
holy
it's
crap. Go ahead. Yeah, that's great.
because I don't think he, I think he was promising, more than likely as Sith do, he was promising Snoke they were gonna eventually, when the time was right, he was gonna come back and they were gonna rule the galaxy together. And that was the thing. They were gonna the two Sith were gonna master and apprentice, we're gonna rule the galaxy again, like that kind of thing. So he thought, Snoke thought that's what he was working towards doing, using Kylo Ren as a tool to get there, and trying to eliminate the Jedi and get all that stuff. That was probably the trigger as to when Palpatine wanted to come back,
Okay.
is when maybe when Luke Skywalker is killed, he's going to come back. I think he was working probably behind the scenes with somebody else or some other group on the second part of him actually coming back.
Oh, maybe in the Acolytes of Beyond or something
Yeah,
like that, where, some kind of group of fanatics that actually have some kind of influence, maybe.
something which may turn out to be the Knights of Ren,
Knights of
who
Ren,
may have been
yeah.
working for Palpatine the entire time, and we didn't really know about it, kind of thing. And once Skywalker's killed, they execute their part of the plan, which is to enter the beyond or the world between worlds or whatever,
Okay.
and that's and actually free Snoke, I mean, free Palpatine in the flesh.
Palpatine,
Like
yes.
he's actually
Okay.
out
So
and
do you
about and
think
able to.
that's what our group of heroes, that's the mission that they're on, is to, because I mean, again, we see the backpack, we see them at many different worlds that we've seen in the past. I'm starting to believe more that they might be on Tatooine, because of a couple of things that I've heard of them trying to emulate the whole atmosphere of Tunisia, when they had, and again, this is all in the episode 9 panel. That I'm kind of drawing my conclusions from. It's all speculation, but I'm starting to believe that that's that. Do you think that they're on some kind of a mission, following some trail of some sort in order to thwart this huge plan of like Palpatine can't come back, like this evil cannot rise?
I think we saw in Rebels when Ezra actually was able to enter
Right.
the world between worlds, that it was on a planet. There was a painting of the son, father, son, and daughter, that Ezra had to work out a puzzle using the Force to kind of be able to open
Right,
the
right.
door to be able to get into. So it was,
We know Palpatine is
we know
aware
that
of the
the
world
Empire,
between
yeah,
worlds.
we
He can
know,
manipulate it in some way, shape, or form, but
and
he
the reason
can't.
that Ezra and crew were at that planet was because the Empire was there mining that, digging out that entrance. They knew that there was an entrance there, but
But they didn't
they
know how to
didn't know how to
access it or what
access it.
was
They
gonna,
didn't, right,
yeah.
they didn't know how to get in, how to get into it.
Right.
And I feel like that's what the in the Aftermath books, that's what the Empire was doing, or the Emperor was doing with the observatories and all of those kinds of things. I feel like
Right.
he was accessing, he was trying to find as many access points to the world between worlds that he could find, because ultimately
Right, because he knew, but at
it's
that
the
point he
most
had
dominant
years.
power.
Yeah.
If you knew that you had the ability to die and then someone could just go back in and pull you out at whatever time they wanted to, and you're back again, kind of
And
thing,
it
is, I
sort
mean.
of it ties in with the whole lore, which isn't really important, I guess, but I'm throwing this out. It kind of ties in with the whole lore of the Sith not being able to manifest themselves as Force ghosts. They have to find a different
They have
way.
to find a different way to cheat death. And
Right. At the
I
Darth
think
Vader
that
comics with Moomin, and stuff like that, he did find a way to cheat death and pull himself out of a world between worlds. I truly believe that that was an access point.
yes, the port the
Go ahead.
on
Yeah.
Mustafar under
Yep.
Vader's castle. Yes.
Yep.
And part of that is also the when the reason why it was all distorted and kind of messed up when Vader in the comics,
Yep, go ahead.
when Vader went into it, and his like the armor stripped off and he was kind of Anakin again,
But
was
he
be
had like the red flesh, and then the white
yeah.
parts of him were the ones like, and it was almost like the light side was stripped away, but what was left was dark. It's so
Right.
cool the
So
way they manifest him. Yeah.
that's why that weird visions with Padme and all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's why it didn't work the way that
Because it was
the it
distorted
was
and it
because
was
it
dark
and that's
side
why I feel
influenced
like
it.
yeah, right. I feel like the Emperor hasn't been able to access it because he didn't have the balance.
Right.
Like, and
Like if he
Ezra.
did truly enter that, maybe he saw a vision of himself he didn't quite want to see, and then now he's unwilling to go back into it or something like that, or he just knows it won't work, simply will not work.
Yeah, I feel like that the whole key again is going to be the balance. Like, so Ezra showed through the Rebels cartoon or whatever, showed signs of a little bit of dark side. He had a little bit of an attitude at times.
He was willing
He
to take whatever path to not only, he had the qualities of a light side user. Like, I want to save my friends, I want to help my friends. It was very Luke reminiscent. An older boy who is taken up, learns this new thing, has no idea how to how to handle it, but doesn't shy away from certain things regardless of what he's being taught.
Yeah, once he grew into himself, there was no question that he was a good person, but he had traits of a real person. Like sometimes he got upset about things, and sometimes he
He
got
didn't
like
deny any part of his aspect, which
he
is
did
what they're moving towards.
right,
A more
and that's exactly I
universal.
think and that's exactly it. I think Ezra's the first kind of example of that. That's why he was able to access it.
And one interesting thing to point out too is in the new trailer, Rey is wearing white. She went from kind of like a dusty, sandy, whatever, and went to like a gray uniform and then to a white. It's kind of weird that everyone was like, oh, we're moving towards like the gray Jedis, things like that, and everything like that. But we're not. We're actually kind of like still tilting towards the light, but not like abandoning that. So the gray Jedis, like Ezra, or if you want to kind of assume that they're them, Ezra, Ahsoka, whatever, still, even Ahsoka, towards the light. She's dressed all in white now. It's
Yeah, it's
still a
just
good
about,
versus evil thing. It's not
yeah, it's
like.
just about being the balance, I believe, is
Accepting the balance.
right. It's like the like again, going back to like the Clone Wars with the father, son, and the daughter. All three have to exist. There has to be light, there has to be dark, but there has to be a balance to maintain so that
And then
one
we meet the
doesn't.
Bendu later on,
Right.
and
Exactly. It's the same thing. One doesn't get stronger than the other. That's why the force always like the dark side rises and light rises to meet it, because the force is always playing
Yes, great light
in
and great
its
darkness,
own
but
thing.
what do you
Right.
see
So
between?
whenever one side gets stronger than the other, then the force will help
Push it in the right
push
direction.
it the right direction. Right. And that could be where
Hence, maybe the
the
rise of Rey.
chosen one theory comes from, is that maybe Anakin was the chosen one at the time,
At that time.
and maybe now Rey is the chosen one. You know what I mean?
Maybe Luke
Because
was for a
in this
sort
era,
for a certain amount
right,
of
Luke
time
was
too.
like a part of the trailer where it said every generation has a legend. So if every generation's legend is
Oh, good point.
the chosen one, then we could have seen multiples. As far as that kind of stuff goes, so or it could be something that goes on. They could do trilogy movies from 1,000 years ago and have it be involve a quote unquote chosen one of one in one way, shape, or form. But
I think so,
I think it's everything that they've pointed to. I definitely think that the whatever they're calling it, the World Between Worlds and Rebels. I know potentially. They haven't said what the beyond is necessarily, but I'm assuming that the beyond is going to be the same thing as the world between worlds, where they're going to somehow Palpatine is going to have found someone that can access it, whether it was after his death or in the works before he died, and.
That's kind of frightening because perhaps maybe he got his hands on Ezra. I mean, I don't
Right.
like it's kind of weird to kind of bring that up because again, I don't really see them taking Ezra and bringing him into the movie world or anything like that, but
No, I mean, but I think that it's going to tie in somewhere, because I strongly feel that, I mean, again, going back through everything, and it just keeps getting kind of more strongly confirmed. Like if I kind of, I'm not really. Well, I am, but I mean, I'm not really thinking with my own mind. I'm just piecing together all the little breadcrumbs that they've left, but I'm absorbing enough of all of the different mediums that they're putting out there so that I'm able to kind of piece together, well, they say this in the movie, and that ties into this in this book, and then this ties into this in this show, and
Well,
then this in this
it's
comic book, and it's like
kind of a really
it
good
all ties
segue.
together.
Right. A really good segue to my next question for you, which I kind of want to know your thoughts on, is we like the book, and I think I put this up at the end of our last podcast. If you look at the YouTube video, I have actual pictures of the book itself. But The Art of the Force Awakens, where, now we're looking at Rey and the group looking out onto the Death Star submerged underwater. And in the beginning, when they were planning the concept art for The Force Awakens, they had this idea of even the Falcon going underwater to the wreckage of the Death Star to kind of look for the Emperor's tower, which is weird because it kind of brings, like, if they were to do something like that, if she's there just for a relic or something, and it leads her to whatever we're talking about, Palpatine in the future, it would be interesting to kind of come again full circle to what they originally planned and have Rey, who's this scavenger, have to, like,
Right.
underwater somehow scavenge or get to, the Emperor's Tower in order to find some kind of, clue or hint to where she has to go next. Like, it's just very interesting to see like that art and then to compare it to what we're now seeing in the trailer.
Yeah,
It's
I think
crazy.
that JJ is definitely finishing what he started in The Force Awakens with the character arcs, because the thing, again, this is another thing that's like I've never been a Last Jedi hater. I've always kind of appreciated it for
Nor have I. I've always been right
what
on the
it's worth, but
fence. Like, I
yeah.
loved everything that, like, there was a lot of parts that I loved. We've talked about it before, and a lot of parts that I hated. I'm with you on that. Go ahead. Yeah.
I feel like the more I've thought about it, I think I like it more, because I think that the whole point was Rian Johnson's whole point was to piss everybody off, because there was never any real reason to
I'm not
give
sure if I
the
like that, but
answers.
I'll let you
No,
finish that thought. Yeah.
there was never, well, not necessarily that was the point, but just the way
I
he took
know.
it was like a, because there was never really any major answers that came out of. Nobody's character really progressed all that much. You just
Right.
needed to hit certain story points. So the story
Stride, yeah.
points were, let Kylo and Rey have to have this force relationship. Kylo has to kill Snoke. Rey and Luke get into like a little bit of an argument, and then Luke sends himself and saves the day, and then dies. Like, so basically,
Right.
however you can get to those points, those are your key points. So he just played with
He
everybody as
told,
far as
yeah, he told the story he wanted to tell within those
right.
parameters, and we got
And
that.
it was basically everything that everybody, all the speculation and all of the stuff out there prior to the movie coming out, every
Right.
scene that everybody was so excited to see, like with I mean, it finished ends The Force Awakens ends with Rey handing Luke the lightsaber, and he gets the lightsaber. Everybody wants to see that. It's gonna start right at that point. It's gonna start right there. What's he gonna say? And he just throws it over his shoulder. It was like right from there. It was just almost like a, no, this isn't gonna be what you expect it to be, kind of
No,
thing.
we all felt that 100%. Yep.
So I mean, I
Everyone.
think, but I think it was by
Bar none.
design, like,
Yeah.
because it, to a point, because
Yeah.
the arcs are all gonna finish. And here, you had to have Snoke killed so that Kylo could take over. You had to have
Right.
Luke die. You had to have certain stuff
It was sort
happen.
of
So.
like, in a way, it was like a like, okay, well, I'm gonna let you know right now, 5 minutes in. That you're not going to get that instant gratification you're looking for. We're going to go on a little walk here and we're going
Well,
to
right,
discuss
and
some things. Yeah.
the I mean, little things, like all the small stuff.
Yep.
I've got a bad feeling about this, like, is said by BB-8, so nobody knows. Like, so it's like everybody waits for that quote that's been in every movie, and
Right.
you get out of the movie,
But
and
you
you're like,
find out
nobody
a
said
year
it, nobody
later.
said it,
Right. Yeah.
and then a few weeks later, it's like, oh yeah, well, this scene when BB-8 says this, it's that
I've got a
it's
bad
him
feeling
saying it,
about
and
this.
so
Yeah,
yeah, so
yeah.
his Poe comes back with like
Damn you,
happy
Rian
beeps,
Johnson.
happy beeps, or something like that. Like he like tries to tell him, and Leia, I think in that scene, Leia's like, I agree with the droid, or something like that. So I mean, the, going back and knowing, listening to it after, you can tell that that's what he's saying, but you don't know at the time. So I mean, I think that that's just his, I guess his, the way he thinks. He's like just kind
It
of,
certainly
he was
is.
just kind of playing with people. So,
Still to this day, I get like a bad taste in my mouth, but still, I'm like, I again, like I have no problem admitting that I think that I'm going to appreciate him a lot more when.
yeah, it's, I think it's all gonna, it's gonna make sense that it didn't really make sense, because like everything that everybody's upset about that that he made happen, whether it's, I mean, Snoke dying, how could you not develop his story, or Kylo, Rey's parents being nobodies, like how could you do that? Like it's because that it was all, everybody's gonna be pissed at Palpatine instead of Rian Johnson, because Palpatine was the one that was controlling all of that stuff. Like he's the one that decided it was time. I mean,
I hope so.
when he was done with, when he was done with Dooku, he told Anakin to kill him right in front of him. So
And we
obviously
remember the
we
little
know he,
gun.
yeah, we have, obviously he has no regard for his apprentices. I mean, he just,
Anyone,
he
anyone.
uses, right, he uses everybody for what he needs them for. Ultimately, all he's looking for is the strongest
Immortal
and
life and
youngest
as much
apprentice. You know what I mean? Like
powerful.
that, so
Yeah,
he can have the most
exactly.
power behind it, behind him, and he can live on forever, because he can find that
And
that
again, it
person that
just
can kind
takes.
of access the world between worlds, like kind of thing, and he can never die, like, because I
It
feel like
makes
that
way too
that's,
much sense to not close out the series with, like, literally, you're capping off everything. And I mean, you can argue that the Emperor was killed at, in episode 6. And again, he lives on in some way, so we know that. But you can argue that he was killed off in that, and that, maybe it does kind of diminish Anakin's redemption a little bit more. I truly don't think so, honestly. Like, you can't stop evil like that, and his gesture was his redemption.
right. I think
So
his
it's
choosing to choosing to sacrifice himself, and
after
at the very
19 to
least
20
attempt,
years of evil.
right, at the very least attempt to kill Palpatine specifically to save Luke, I think
Right, his
is
son,
enough to
his,
re redeem him. I mean, he chose Luke over himself and the Emperor, kind of thing. So I think that that's where the redemption
That was
came,
his
like,
redemption. There was
right.
no other redemption. You cannot redeem yourself in any way, truly. And if he does appear in like some kind of Force ghost form, and I truly hope that we do get to see him, I think I really want them to go with the original art where he kind of like flickers between like a Vader-esque kind of like, figure where it's still kind of confliction, like, he doesn't get like maybe in the afterlife the true de like redemption that he, I wouldn't say deserved, but you might see at the end of Return of the Jedi with the whole superimposing of Anakin with everyone else, like, I don't know, that kind of intrigues me. I really hope that we kind of see a little bit more of that. But again, I'm happy with just Palpatine showing up in any form.
Yeah, I still think that there's going to be,
Million ways it could end.
I am still going, my opinion is that it's going to be, there's going to be a lot of fan service, but it's going to be done in the best way possible. Like that's just the way that I'm going. Like
Where we still get like a
they're going to
picture
hit
that
all of these
anyone can
points,
enjoy.
and they're going to, it's going to be a good movie, but, and they're not going to just have people show up just for the sake of showing up. Like it's legitimately tying together 9 movies.
They
So
still have to answer why Kylo Ren was talking to Vader's helmet. Like, I hope. And that kind of is the only way I can see Anakin tying into anything.
right. So, well, I
I'm
mean,
not
we,
saying it will, and I, again, it would be cool to see, but you're right, it's a little bit too maybe
well, I mean, I think that,
manifested.
again, I've read stuff that I'm not going to talk about really, because it's
Maybe
rumors,
dives a little,
pure, yeah, pure rumor, but if it's true, then it could be considered spoiler type stuff. So I'm not gonna like that with anybody. But I mean, it's possible that that there could be something with the armor or the helmet of Vader, kind of thing. Potentially, I don't know whether it's communication or that kind of stuff. Because I mean, we have in like you mentioned it earlier with the Darth moment, or it was that is that his name? Yeah, but he placed his spirit in his mask or ever and whoever
So
put the
do you think
mask
that
on
maybe
became them.
Palpatine could have
I
done
mean
that
that
to
we know that
Vader's
it's
helmet?
possible. That's all I'm saying. So we know that it can be done. So whether Vader knew about it or not, maybe Palpatine used some Sith sorcery and
And
did
the
some sort of
closest thing that he
something.
had near him was the
Right. I mean, it's Vader's
maybe
mask instead of his. Or again, if this
which
was
he
all
created his
if
entire
right,
armor
if this was
anyway,
all part of
so
his plan, because
very convoluted, so you're right. Cautiously mentioning this, we should tell everybody right now.
I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, I think it still ties into, but it's just, yeah, it's just based on,
So
again,
many
I think
questions
what we said
to
we're doing, speculating. I mean,
And we always will. And again, we'll add little spoiler things. It's something I continuously to forget, like forget, but I don't really think we're giving away anything. Again,
no,
speculation is completely different than knowing something in your mind
right,
and
and
throwing that
everything.
out there.
Let's say it again, like everything that I talk about, I'm basing everything off of canon stuff that is out and is available to everybody. So
Same with
I'm
myself.
assuming that if anybody's listening to this podcast or anybody that is listening to it is I don't consider anything that has already been released and is available to the general public as a spoiler, because I can't keep
And
track on what
that is
everybody
why
else
you
has
are
stayed up
the
on and what they haven't. So like I try to stay up on things as current as possible. So I'll talk about some of the most recent stuff or some of the older things, but anything that I'm talking about is canon. So it's not that it's not that
Unless
it's a
we
spoiler,
say
but I'm just trying to
otherwise, unless we
right, I'm just
say,
trying to
hey,
educate.
it's a Legends thing. This is what happened in
Right.
Legends. We're not kind of tying that all in.
Right.
Maybe it's referenced. Who knows? Because there's truth behind every legend, or God knows what that quote
Right.
is,
Yeah, I
but
mean, it's speculation. I don't want to say everything I'm saying is canon, because a lot of it's
around things that we have
right.
learned are canon, the different
Right.
parts of media that we both like, I'm more into comics and books, you know the movies, you know the shows. We're putting that together. That's why you're the seer of visions and debunker
Right.
extraordinaire, so
Yeah, but so I just want to, I need to make sure everybody, hopefully giving people some information that they don't know, if there's people that just watch the movies
There's people
or
don't
don't
have enough
haven't read
time
any.
or wa aren't
Right.
willing to kind of give up the time or take the great expense of going through comics and things like that. It's just something we enjoy doing when we have the small amount of time we have. So,
But so it's just a little bit, and give people maybe the opportunity, if people want to be able to see a little bit more of what's behind the scenes and or behind the scenes of what's happens in the movie, and fill in some of the stories if they enjoy it, then let you know that there's more options out there. But it's definitely not
Something,
required. You can still enjoy what they've done with all of the movies so far. Is I mean, the movies are the most important portion of their canon. So I mean,
It's
basically
all to
you
get
can
us into the box office, and they're
right.
going to tie everything up for people who do not have the time to sit
Yeah,
down like we do and look at this stuff.
they have, because there was little nods to things in all of the movies. I mean, there always is little nods to things that isn't, you're not going to know if you don't read things or don't see different things, but it's not going to affect the story. And if you did happen to read that book or see that show, you're going to be like, oh, that's cool, they threw that in there. But it doesn't, at the end of the day, have an impact on the actual movie. So
There
it's
are
not
more
it's
little affirmations for the people who are reading and looking a little further deep into things. This is what the way I read into it. Little affirmations of, hey, you might be on the right track. You know what I mean? Or maybe we're veering you off here. Again, not needed, not necessary, but if you're at the gym just one morning and you're listening to our podcast, you might learn a little something or two, So, so I think that's probably a good way to end it for this week, because we're going to need a little bit of time to put in our Fenway Park video at the beginning, and I think we're probably going to have a couple of minutes of content, between little clips and stuff like that. We're not going to go too crazy. We're not going to be like broadcasting live or anything like that, but
Right.
we'll be
No,
kind of
just a
tying things in. a little
Just keeping
fun
the Star
thing.
Wars theme. Yeah, I mean, just heading to the game for happens to be Star Wars Day. We figured it was fair, a good place to share that with other Star Wars fans.
Right, yeah, because I really don't know if maybe they have a Star Wars Day at like every, like
Yeah, I'm
ball
not
game or
sure.
God knows whatever,
I don't know
but
if it's everywhere. I know that other stadiums have them. That's why it's not always on like the old May the 4th thing, I mean, which is
exactly. That's what I was
like
thinking.
because they
Yeah.
bounce around from. So if the Red
Maybe there's
Sox
like
don't have
30
a
or so and yeah.
yeah, if the Red Sox don't have a home game on May the 4th, then they'll have their Star Wars Day game on a different day, kind of thing. So I think that a lot of teams do it, but I don't know if it's all
Well,
of them.
hey, you know what? That's a good thing. Like if the advertisement works this week and everything like that, if you're hearing this podcast and you want to share with us what they do in your city or your particular town, wishful thinking on my part, because again, we still have a handful of people, and I want to thank those people because I
Yeah,
have
absolutely.
people who come up to me at work, and whatever. Again, like it's kind of a tight-knit group right now, that really have expressed like a lot of support and brought up little things and like who've listened to the whole entire thing. And I thank you all so much. Like really,
Yes.
it's going to take a little while to get this off the ground. We're going to do it regardless anyway. So it's not really about that. It's more about connecting with the people around us who enjoy Star Wars.
Yes, I agree 100%.
Yeah. Not to cut you off, but yeah.
No. It's a yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I think, like I said, I think that's probably a good place to end it. I mean, there's going to be we've got months of speculation before the movies, but once we hit November, I mean, from November until the release of The Rise of Skywalker, there's going to be just nonstop new stuff coming out, so
Right,
it's going to be
especially with the comics,
crazy.
things like that. They'll probably do some kind of like prelude to Rise of Skywalker in the future. What we can do next week, what maybe we'll do is discuss a little bit the Master and Apprentice by Claudia Gray. And maybe some things like that. I know you don't have, particularly a copy right now, but we'll discuss it before and I'll throw out some key points to you and the fun stuff, and we'll discuss that a little bit too,
Yeah, and
on
I'll
top of
like
other
it.
things.
Yeah, and I'll read. I mean, I'll read on. Like, I don't. I wish I did, but I don't have time to read everything and do all that kind of stuff. So, I mean, you can just pop online, just look at a quick review of the book. You can
Oh,
read
and
non-spoiler reviews too, if you don't want to get
right.
spoiler, but you still want to stay on top of what's going on as far as
And
the current canon. You
yes.
can always just kind of read through that if you don't have the time to read through the whole book. So it's just a
Absolutely. Yeah.
doesn't
And you can easily find those again. Just look for spoiler free. And also, what came out this week, which I was unaware of until today, was the Thrawn treason book, I believe.
Oh, that came out. Oh, I didn't know that
It
came out either.
did. Yeah. I
Wow.
think it was
Okay.
like the 20, I want to say like maybe the 19th or 20th, but either way, it has come out. I saw a tweet by Delray Books. So there's like it we're gonna be pummeled with some stuff from like the older parts of the trilogy and prequels and stuff. So the original trilogy. But anyway, so
And
yeah, we'll
there's
talk.
also that Dooku audio only book comes out on April 30th.
April
So
30th,
that's a
yes.
yeah, so that's
Yeah.
another that's I guess a little bit of
That's what they mentioned too. They were saying they were listening to that, I think, or editing it or something like that. I'm sure.
it's supposed to go all the way back to when he's like 8 or 10 years old or something like that.
Oh, that's going to be
So you get
amazing.
like his entire kind of thing, what kind of caused him to kind of turn against the Jedi a little bit, like a lot of his training with of Qui-Gon and stuff like that. So I mean, I think
Yeah, it's so cool
it's
that
going to
we're
be one of
doing.
those like one of those secret little like things where it might slip by people, but it's gonna I'm sure it's gonna have a lot of
Right.
but oh, and the other cool thing I thought was that most of it, if not all of it's written from like the third person, so it's from other
Oh.
people's point of view,
Oh, okay, neat.
and a good chunk of it, I guess, is from the point of view of Ventress.
Oh,
So,
wow.
like
Okay.
during that period of time when they're kind of together. So I think that, yeah, it's from different people's perspective throughout, but
One
it's
of
all it
my
traces like
favorite
his whole thing.
characters. Yeah, she's incredible. So, yeah.
So I thought that that was cool. So that's definitely something I'll try to check that out and just kind of pop it on for a few minutes in the car here and there.
All right, yeah.
Just gonna dig that out. But that's coming too.
Awesome. Yeah, so yeah, we'll talk about like more of this next week. And it's been